Thanksgiving Day is a day to give thanks to God, and we give thanks to Him for the blessings that we have received. Some of you have pointed that out. So I know I'm to be thankful to God the Father, but what am I thankful for? Well, most of all, I'm thankful for salvation that I have in Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that it is perfect and complete in Christ. It is being realized in my sanctification, my daily walk with the Lord. And it comes to its fullness because God never changes and will finish His work. Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And Jesus is forever the light of the world. And all who follow him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have that light of life. The light of life that sets us free from sin and death. And Jesus and his work upon the cross is the only way to be forgiven of our sins and to be delivered from death. And he gave this message when he spoke to the multitude. And when he spoke, it says that in John chapter 8, many came to believe in him. But it's apparent that Jesus Christ was not persuaded of their faith in him or the content of their faith in him. And so it says, Jesus therefore said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." There was a problem with these believers. They observed the signs and wonders that Jesus Christ performed, and they heard his authoritative teaching. And like the 5,000, the multitude of 5,000 upon the mountainside, they thought that he might just be the Messiah and he might just be a worthy king. But Jesus knew that they needed to receive him as the Son of God and Savior. They needed to abide in his word until they saw the whole truth. Because they didn't see the whole truth, they argued with him. And they claimed that they were never in bondage to anyone. Did not need to be set free. This wasn't true on many different levels. They were in bondage to Rome as they were speaking and had been in bondage to the Greeks and the Medes and Persians and the Babylonians for about 500 years. But Jesus Christ was talking about spiritual bondage. They needed to be set free from sin and death before they could enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of salvation comes before the kingdom of rule. So we are thankful for the salvation that we have in Christ and look forward to the fullness of his kingdom, the fullness of his rule over us. We have many things to be thankful for, and our thanksgiving is always to God, but always for our salvation because it is the core of everything else that happens to us. But thanksgiving is not just a day of thanksgiving for us as individuals. Our country says this is a national day of thanksgiving. A national holiday. This goes all the way back to the Pilgrims in 1621, then to Abraham Lincoln's declaration of a national day of thanksgiving in 1863 during the Civil War. He called for Americans to pray for those who had suffered loss during the war and to pray for the healing of the nation. I guess the question is that we should ask today is, are we as a nation giving thanks to God in Christ today? Or is this simply a day for people to be thankful for blessings received and enjoyed? I was reading in Romans chapter 1, and there's a passage when it talks about the judgment of God. That there's a little phrase that just kind of jumped off the page. Perhaps it was the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps it was the time that we're living in. But in this passage, the Apostle Paul is talking for the reason why God's wrath and judgment is upon mankind. And let me read this passage and I'll emphasize the statement that I'm thinking of. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and righteousness of men who suppress, who hold down the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God, and here's this little phrase, or give thanks. They did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. If you look at this passage, the reason for judgment is the ungodliness and unrighteousness of man. And when people think of judgment, that's usually what they think about. They think, well, I've been unrighteous and I am ungodly. And therefore, there is reason for the judgment of God to be upon me. Furthermore, it says they're guilty because they suppress the knowledge of God, which God has given in each one, the knowledge of his being the God of gods. God witnesses that truth to every heart. Every heart pushes it away. And usually people think of judgment in the sense that you push God away and you have all these deeds of ungodliness and unrighteousness. But it goes on to say there's some omissions. People generally don't think about the things they've omitted in terms of judgment. And one of the reasons why all humanity is guilty before God is because we do not honor God as God or give thanks, or give thanks. You know, this service this morning is a service that is very pleasing to God. When we as individuals stand up and say, I'm thankful to the Lord. I'm thankful to the Lord for the blessings that he's given. Thankful to the Lord for Elise and for the blessings that God has given in her little life and in her family. Thankful for the blessings that we've experienced in our lives. And our thankfulness is to God. That's pleasing to God. In fact, the absence of thanksgiving to God is a reason for judgment. That's what it says here in this text. So when I think about thanksgiving, and I don't only think about me and the things that I am thankful, truly thankful to God for, but I also think about our nation. And we as a nation, it's always amazing, we sing songs, we sing national songs, and sometimes I wonder, do we really know what we're singing when we sing our national songs? For example, the song America, written by Samuel Francis Smith in 1831. Sort of like our national anthem, until the national anthem was declared our national anthem, but this was sort of the song that we would sing about America. And it goes like this, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. And you hear this and you think, as you read this, you think, I'm not quite sure when you read this whether we're thankful for our land or we're thankful to the God of the land. And especially reading the second and third verses, which I won't take the time to read, but when you come to the last verse, it's very clear. Our Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. So that takes you back to the first verse, and it says, my country, 'tis of thee. It's not my country, 'tis of thee. My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. I sing of this land, but I sing to thee, to God. So Jesus was wise in saying to those Jews who had not believed in him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples. Truly disciples of mine. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you look at this statement, it's important to realize and be firm about the freedom that is addressed here is freedom in Christ and freedom from sin and death. But there's an application of that not only to us as individuals, and I'm thankful for the freedom I have in Jesus Christ. The freedom from sin and the freedom from death that I have only in Christ, not in me. I'm thankful for that. But there's more to this, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Because all of the freedoms that we possess come from the Lord and come from being in right relationship to Him. Freedom is the blessing of being in Christ, but freedom is also the consequence of Christianity in human history. Think back of the Huguenots in France, sort of an interesting group of individuals. They were first freedom fighters. When you think Huguenot, you think, if you should think about Huguenots, if you've never heard of the Huguenots, you should read more about history. But if you think of the Huguenots, you think of the French Protestants, the French Christians. But the Huguenots, before they were Christians, were freedom fighters. And they yearned to be free from the bondage of the bishops and the priests of the secular church, which if they didn't like you, they could kill you. And the dukes and the kings of the ruling governments, who if they didn't like you, they could kill you. And if one group didn't kill you for being loyal to the other group, then it was, you're sort of in the middle, the people in the middle, and you have these, the church and the state, and they're ruling. And the ones in the individual were getting abused by both. They yearned to be free. But when the Reformation came about, the Huguenots found the foundation for the freedom that they sought in the freedom that is found in Jesus Christ, freedom from sin and death. And they put down their instruments of warfare and they took up the Word of God. And the Huguenots, the freedom fighters, became free in Christ and therefore seeking to be free as a people ruled. So they pursued this freedom. And freedom is, first of all, freedom of the heart, salvation by grace through faith in Christ alone. But one application of this, and it's an important application, is liberty. As a collective group of people, as a collective nation, one of the consequences of Christianity in human history is freedom. And liberty. Liberty is a foundation. Christianity is the foundation for liberty, and you can see that as you trace Western civilization, as you trace the flow of liberty in the world. And when you find that you are free in the Lord Jesus Christ, in creation, we realize we're made in the image of God, and we are one among equals. There is no divine right of the church and no divine right of the kings to abuse the people. That we're one among equals. And we have certain responsibilities in government and certain responsibilities in the church. But we are one among equals in the carrying out of those responsibilities. And we are blessed by God with certain unalienable rights. Inalienable rights meaning that it cannot be given to another, can't be taken away from us, the right of life and the liberty and the pursuit of happiness. These are consequences of what we have in the freedom that is found in Christ when it's applied collectively to a people, to a nation. And Jesus Christ is always the foundation of every aspect of freedom that is ever experienced in this world. And we as Christians are to be thankful for the freedom that we truly understand. And we should be thankful for the freedom that we enjoy as individuals and have enjoyed as a nation. But remember this. When we as a nation depart from God, we will depart from liberty. You will lose your liberties. Because the consequence of being a Christian people and a Christian nation in that sense is liberty and freedom. And so we as a people should be praying. We should be praying that we not only fully understand the freedom that we have in Christ, but the freedoms in all the way that it's expressed in this world. And we should be praying for our nation. We look at our nation on this Thanksgiving Day, we can see many problems in our nation. We say, well, these problems need to be resolved. So we have financial problems. We have terrorist problems. We have worldwide problems. We have problems here at home. We have all kinds of difficulties, even unrest among the people here in the United States. And we look at this and we say, what is the solution to this? And it's very easy to say, well, the solution would be a new president or a new Congress or new leaders or people who would understand and do the right thing. On all these different levels, we say, that's probably the solution. That is not the solution. It is not the solution. The solution to freedom and the solution to liberty is always found in Jesus Christ. The sin of the nation of America as a nation is that we have departed from God. We have departed from God in Christ. And I'm not thankful for that. When we depart from God as a nation, we depart from the freedom that God gives to us. But if you want to come back to that freedom, you have to come back to the gospel message. You come back to the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's not until your heart is free from sin and death that you understand the freedom that we have as a people. And we've forgotten that as a nation. So as the Lord's people, we need to be in prayer. And we need to be praying that the Lord will open the eyes of the people to see Jesus Christ, the gospel message. We as a nation have been very arrogant and proud, and we've thought if we can just get rid of religion, and specifically if we can just get rid of Jesus Christ and Christianity, if we can get rid of all that, then we shall be truly free. That's false. It's just not true. The closer you get to God, the closer you get to the Lord Jesus Christ, the closer you get to freedom, to being free. As a slave of Jesus Christ, I am free in Christ. It's a wonderful truth. But you find freedom in Christ. So we should be praying that the gospel goes forth. And we should pray that the Lord opens the eyes of many people who are in darkness to see the life that is in Jesus Christ, the freedom from sin and death that is only found in Jesus Christ. And when there are more and more people who know Jesus Christ as Savior, what you will find is a land that is characterized more and more by liberty. Liberty has always followed Christianity. Liberty has always followed Christianity. So we have many things to be thankful for and many things to be praying for. Let us be thankful for the true liberty we have in Jesus Christ, freedom from sin and death. Let us pray for our nation that many people will also find this liberty that can only be found in Jesus Christ, the liberty that can only be found in the gospel. And the great joy in life is not to live in a free country. The great joy in life is to be in right relationship with God, with all of the consequences of that. We need Christ, and we need to be free in Him, free from sin, free from death, because we're in right relationship with God. So let us be praying for our own hearts and for our nation as well. But let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are the God of salvation, the God of salvation in Jesus Christ, and that You came to set us free from sin and death. We're thankful that this freedom can also be seen in what we experience collectively as a people, this liberty that we enjoy. Lord, we as a nation have sinned against You. We have thrown You away. We have sought to suppress Your truth and shove You completely out of our lives. In this is great sin. In this is great sin with great consequence. For without You, there is no salvation. Without You, there is no freedom from sin and death. Without You, there is no liberty. So we pray, Lord God, that You would be gracious and merciful to us as a people, and that You would cause Your truth to triumph in Your church, and that the gospel message may go forth in this land, and that many people may be brought to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have no other hope but to hope in You. We don't hope in politicians. We don't hope in government. We don't hope in the will of the people. We hope, Lord God, in You. We're thankful for the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. Freedom from sin and death. Freedom in Christ. We pray that this freedom may be enjoyed by many. And we pray that the blessings that You give will be given upon us once again. So forgive us of our sins. and cause us to walk in the truth and help us to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ, going forth with the gospel message that is so needful in our lives and in the world today. I ask your blessing to be upon us. We're thankful for our time together with family and friends. And we pray that your blessing will be upon us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.